Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Tomorrow at 11:30, you can catch the Friday four-pack, a four-pack of questions, some about sports, some not. Who knows where they're going to go? So plan for that tomorrow at 11:30. Coming up about 15 minutes from now, you'll hear from Patriots quarterback Drake May, scheduled to speak live at 11:45. You'll hear it here on WEEI, and we'll go back on the clock. If you missed our plans for Bill to break up with Jordan, we'll play those for you again at high noon. But joining us right now on Jones and Keefe, as he does every Thursday at 11:30, Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring, and WEEI.com. He's brought to you by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey Companies, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. Rob Bradford, how are we doing this week?
Oh, I'm so good. I love Toronto. McFarlane to you all. I'm staring at the CN Tower. You ever been up there?
No.
Big tower
no.
in Toronto?
I've been to Toronto. No. I've never been to the top of the tower. No.
Are you guys heights guys? Are you
no.
scared of
nah,
heights?
Not for my sure favorite. Not. Yeah, no. Not my favorite. No.
No. Well, they have like the glass floor thing where, I mean, it just freaks you out. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Terrifying.
No.
Listen.
No.
Terrifying.
What I
listen, you get...
Would I probably survive?
Look,
would I probably survive walking out on the glass floor? Maybe, but there's no reason to find out. It's like, would I probably survive jumping out of a plane, parachuting down? Maybe, but I don't want to find out. So, Bradfo, we found out about the Red Sox in the first month of the year. Through April, how would you grade the Red Sox to this point? Two games over 500, game and a half out of first.
I would say a B-minus. You know, I give their documentary a C+. I'll give them a B-. I think that the American League, as we have proclaimed and defined, it kind of stinks. They're fortunate in that respect. I think there's two teams more than 5.5 games out right now in all of the American League. The Red Sox, you go through three straight games of 30 runs in three games, and then you go through the first five innings of last night, and they can't be stopped. Everything's coming together. That's what you're screaming from the mountaintops, and then boom, it sort of collapses. So it's sort of a microcosm, right? I mean, we think that they're pretty good, like last night. We think they're pretty good. But then there's that unexpected hiccup. Before it was Devers or Cassis, and last night it was Whitlock. And, yeah, so I think that they're just as talented. Here's the thing, guys. Like, they're just as talented as any team in the American League. So I guess that's a pretty good starting point as we head into May.
What did you think of Lucas Giolito making his Sox debut last night? And then what did you think of the decision to roll him back out there for the sixth inning?
Yeah, he was obviously really good. I saw him in the last rehab outing in Worcester. He was not good. He had six walks through three innings, and it was just not good. And then he just flipped the script, started throwing 96, and he was nails. And in terms of the decision, I got it. It sort of unraveled pretty quick. You know, he was pretty low in his pitch count, and now I know it was his first outing out, but still, his pitch count and the rehab assignments have been pretty up there. And then you get two outs in the sixth, you get 0-2 on Springer, you walk him. Then you get 0-2 on the next guy, and you give up a home run on an 0-2 pitch. And then so again, like it's sort of unraveled in a hurry, and you're still up 6-3, and you figure that they're going to be able to hold it because Whitlock's been really good, and it just doesn't work out. But I do think that that was a pretty big takeaway from last night. If they can get that Giolito, that's something.
I want to focus in on the 10th inning. Bottom of the 10th, Vladdy Jr. is the ghost runner at second base. Rafaela catches a pop-up. Vlad advances to third. The throw hits him. Maybe it would have got him, maybe not. But Nesson kind of honed in on this after the game, that maybe Rafaela wasn't fully prepared, wasn't fully ready, which is why Vladdy went on that play. What do you think happened? Did anything jump out to you in the 10th inning? And the reason I ask, Rafaela's out there for his defense. He's only hitting .213. So if there are brain farts out there defensively, could there be another move coming at some point from Worcester? But what went down in the 10th?
There's a lot going on there. Is there a half a brain fart? Is it such a half a brain fart? Because I think that's kind of what that was. Rafaela, his batting average has been down, but he's actually one of the better ones with runners in scoring position for a team that's not doing very well in that respect. Defensively, he's good, but you're absolutely right. On that play, I noticed that he hadn't really – I think that Vlad absolutely caught him by surprise and wasn't the no doubt about it, Sadon Rafaela, I'm going to get you at third, I'm going to get you at home throw, no question. Now, I think it would have got him if it didn't hit him, but still, that was not probably the best moment of giving an example of how good a fielder this guy is. And in terms of who's getting sent up or sent down, the Anthony thing isn't happening like right now. It's just not happening. And we can focus on that play with Rafaela, but if you look over the last week, he's certainly been more part of the solution than part of the problem. So we're just going to have to – it's a bizarre dynamic, guys. It is. Because you have two guys who – in Anthony and Meyer who are ready. I mean, they are ready except for, Anthony obviously being banged up with a foot thing. But they are ready to play. But there isn't an easy answer in terms of as up and down as this team is. There isn't an easy answer in terms of they're coming up and they're playing every day right now.
Well, it's funny because Alex Cora was on yesterday talking to Hart and Fitzy, and he was saying, they were asking him the same kind of ideas about these young guys, and he's like, well, it's a really good time to be, a Red Sox. And it's like, yeah, for the guys at the major league level, like, you can't just say, like, hey, Marcelo, this is a good problem for us to have. Like, I'm wondering, like, what kind of communication do those guys have, or sort of like, there's really nothing to say. Like, the team right now is pretty healthy and, could be better, but certainly could be a lot worse. They have guys that deserve to be playing more. So it's just really a holding pattern, right? But like, what kind of communication do they have?
Well, you guys know Marcel Meyer as good as anyone, right?
Yeah, so we're all best friends, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think that it's those guys. Have you heard it coming out of spring training, didn't you? Where Marcel Meyer, it heard it with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, he wants to be on the team.
I think I should be on the team. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you get off to a little bit of a slow start because I think you were a little starstruck from talking to you guys for a couple of weeks. but then he goes on this tear and leads like the world in RBIs down there. And Anthony, we all know what he's doing. But I think that they just understand the situation right now. Now, here's the thing. Is like, when you get either deep in the season or certainly into next season, it becomes a different situation. I mean, you just can't have guys tearing it up like they are. I mean, and not using them. And that's what Cora keeps saying, right? He keeps saying, like, these guys are going to help us. These guys are going to help us. All right, well, we'll find out because they don't want to bring him up and not play him. And so it is a weird situation, particularly because they're not just top prospects. They're top prospects who are actually playing really, really well. Mm-hmm. So good for Worcester. The Woodstock,
yeah, right.
They're
a good
the
tank.
Big winners.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Bradfoe, Cora was also asked yesterday about Jarren Duran and his response to fans. We've seen him mix it up time and again with fans over the years. I think this one's probably the most justifiable, given the reprehensible comments from the fans in Cleveland. But are they concerned at all about how much over the years? Starting in Kansas City, you saw it in the Netflix special, The Clubhouse. He was mixing it up in Seattle. Last year, he was suspended for a couple of games for yelling at a fan, and now this. Are they concerned with that element of Jarren Duran?
No, because I think that, to be honest with you, I think he's handled it pretty well. I mean, you knew that the Netflix thing happened. You put yourself out there. I think 99% was positive, and we all talked about it, and we all heard about it. But, you know, then you have this one idiot who does this. And you know, I think all you need to know in terms of what an outlier that idiot is look at the reaction of the fans around him. I mean, that's in Cleveland. This wasn't like the cool kids at the lunch table saying, oh, yeah, you get him, you tell him. No, everyone was like, no, this is an idiot, and here he is, and kick him out. So I do think that that was a little bit of an outlier, and you know, I think he hasn't handled it very well. And I do know this. It's like, this isn't a fake thing, man, like Jaren Duran, in terms of getting behind like this cause and this message and all that, and really trying to help people, whether it's going out and signing autographs after every single day and talking to people without even people knowing about it, like all of that. So I think that he's handled it pretty well. And by the way, he's played really, really well in the last week or so, which is hugely important to this team.
Where are we at now on Tristan Casas? He had two hits on Tuesday. He was 0-for-2 last night, two more strikeouts. He has been walking a little bit more as of late, still hitting, I think it's .181 on the season. So what's the Casas outlook right now?
It feels like he's keeping his head above water just enough to not have everyone go full Roman Anthony at first base, which isn't going to happen,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or someone else at first base. But at the same time, they pinch hit for him, right? They pinch hit for him last night with Romy Gonzalez. I don't think that he has reached, even with a couple hits in the last couple days, he reached the point where they're like, oh, there he is. He's ready to go on the run right now. So I thought that was pretty notable. I mean, I think, you know, Romy's played pretty well, but he isn't the guy who is absolutely going to be your everyday first baseman. He's a guy who can produce in particular spots, and he has. But this, I thought that was pretty telling, because in years past, they said, here you go, Tristan, go get him. Lefty, this is their cleanup hitter at the beginning of the year, and you're already pinch hitting for him. So again, keeping his head above water just enough now, but they still going to get better from him.
Pinch hitting for him. He's batting seventh. He's hitting .181. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Check it out on the Odyssey app, and check him out every Thursday here on Jones and Keefe. Bradford, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Rob Bradford is all our guests joining us here on Jones and Keefe. We got Drake May live from Foxborough. You want to hear from the Patriots quarterback? You'll hear it here on Jones and Keefe next.